In the past 3.5 years since I was sworn in, one of the pillars of our manifesto, that is pillar 4, is accountable and transparent governance. And so I thought it my duty to go around the country and account to the people what we have been doing with their mandate this last 3.5 years. And over the last 3.5 years, the areas that we have focused on include water, extension of electricity, education, healthcare, and roads. And if you take these 5 areas, you would notice that massive development has taken place across the country. But it's not only in the area of socio-economic infrastructure, we have also been investing in the area of job creation. And so for the first time in the history of this country, we gave the pharmaceutical industries 51 million Ghana cedis to expand their production processes so that they can employ more people. Many of the industries that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah built that were neglected, we are restoring them one by one. We also have started a youth employment agency, and it is recruiting. And so you see some of the community security police, they call them Mahama police, in the light blue uniform. One of the good things about the youth employment agency is 50 cedis of their remuneration is being put in a provident fund. And it will be put in a provident fund, high interest yielding, for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, they'll be giving that money as a lump sum, which they can use as capital to start a business of their own. And so there are very good programs that are available, and I urge you all to take advantage of them. The rehabilitation of the Chuchulga Sandima Wiaga Wiesi Road, and also the rehabilitation of the Navrongo Chuchulga Tumu Road. These are two important roads that have been neglected for a very long time. And so I'm very happy that work is commencing. The contractor has mobilized, he's on site. And as you can see, he started clearing the road already. The funding is available, and so there's not going to be any delay. The contractor is going to continue working, and he'll be paid as and when he raises his certificates. So if the contractor is not working, it's not because we haven't paid him. You have to hold him and deal with him.
And it is our intention to achieve universal water coverage by the year 2020. This shows equity and points to the NDC government's social democratic credentials. We are even handed and equitable when it comes to distribution of the national cake. Our government has shown the commitment to go to any length to ensure that all our citizens get this very important resource, water. And by end of 2016, government would have achieved its target of having increased access to water in Ghana by 109.7 million gallons per day. And this water is reaching 7 million more Ghanaians.